This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And he's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners of Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And that Pete Sweeney spot that you just heard, we saved him over $127,000 over his prior MSP.
Oh,
he couldn't even afford to upgrade his infrastructure. They were just killing him with their fees. So that's a big chunk of money to save. To get the same exact technologies. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Declan in Avon next. What's happening, Declan? Declan, you there? Uh-oh. I think Declan might have fell asleep. Declan, you there? Oh, I'll put Declan back on hold.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are, sir.
Oh, he's
yeah,
there.
We can hear you. What's up?
I must have hit the mute button at some point in there.
There you go. So what can we do for you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Pleasure to speak with you today.
Yes, you too.
I'm in a position now. I'm a contractor, a contingent employee, and these companies, what they do is they send out their laptop to me, you know, at the start of my contract. And several times it's happened where they haven't requested it back. So I wind up with this laptop sitting around, and eventually, after about a year or so, I take it to the e-waste recycling.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Yeah, they just don't bother to collect it. I guess it's just not cost effective, or it's end of useful life, whatever. But this time I have one sitting here now that they haven't asked for back. But and I'm in a position for the first time ever where I need a new laptop for myself.
Right.
Is there any way I can flash this to just a basic Windows machine? Because it has that screen at the very start that says property of XYZ Corporation, enter your credentials. Is there anything I can do to make this a new machine?
I just think it cracks me up. They don't want it back, but they'll tell you every time you turn it on, it's theirs.
yeah, seems like it's not consistent.
Yeah. So there is. I mean, you could format the drive or just take the drive out, right?
You put in a new drive.
Yeah. Buy a new hard drive.
Buy a new drive and then pop it in there?
You could do that and then leave the other drive aside. There's no company data on there, right, that you have to worry about?
I don't know. It's been 6, 7, 8 months that they haven't asked for it.
Weird.
And I guess there's data on there. I guess my email account is on there. But, I mean, everything's really on their servers. So it's just like a VMware machine to punch out to their servers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so you could just go buy another little solid-state hard drive and then an operating system.
Well, yeah, you'd have to get the operating system.
So now you're looking at you're probably around $300 into this laptop that they could ask for again.
Yeah, they could come looking for it at some point.
Well, I'd be happy to send it back, but I just thought you know, instead of spending the $800 or $900 or even $1,000 on a new one.
Yep.
I thought there might be some way to convert this to my own use.
Yeah. I mean, you could also format the drive, too. I mean, it all depends on...
Well, I wonder if the drive has got BitLocker on it.
Right.
That's why it's asking for credentials as soon as it powers up. And
yeah, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And the whole issue of, you know, it being some other company's computer,
I wouldn't want it in my house.
I would just want to get it back to them.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably the best approach. I mean, at this point, I don't even remember which company it was because I typically change jobs about every 6 months to 18 months. So
didn't it tell you which company it was when you powered it up?
Yeah, it does. I actually haven't tried it because, you know, because I know that's the splash screen I get at the very beginning.
Right.
And I know there's no way around it unless you guys had a shortcut or something, you know, hold down this key or boot into this mode.
No.
That's kind of what I was looking for.
No, there's no back doors into this stuff. It's, I mean, they're properly secured. There's no way to get around that. And I would think it's an encrypted drive, like Dennis mentioned.
Yeah. And if that's the case, I mean, I could tell you how to get into the UEFI or BIOS interface.
Right.
But beyond that, nothing, because the drive is encrypted. So most anything likely having to do with that is, it's a black box to you.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. All right.
And you don't ever want to be responsible for having somebody else's equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like I said, I would be happy to give it back. It's just been so long, and it's not the first time this has happened either.
That's sad.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
That's a lot of needless e-waste.
And there's actually, too, there was a story. I want to say, did we have a story about, like, the Department of, was it Education in Connecticut?
Chromebooks.
Yeah.
The Chromebooks were getting trashed because they're not supported for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just piling up because they get handed out. And
well, they couldn't even find a couple hundred of them.
Right.
There's another issue there. So, yeah. I mean, come on, geeks. You need to put some stickers on there with some numbers. And Declan's is sitting out there. So it's your call, bud.
Mine has an asset tag on the bottom, too.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're probably still paying taxes on it.
They could be.
Yeah. It's on a Lenovo ThinkPad. So, I mean, I'm sure it's fully depreciated.
That's probably true. So, yeah, I mean, you can get a drive and operating system and take the other drive out and put it aside or recycle it. And now you've got a new machine. That would definitely probably work for you that I can think of.
Sounds like it's more trouble than it's worth.
Probably
is. Probably just get a fresh one at this point.
Yeah. And then I would send this one back to them or recycle it like you said. Just make sure you keep a receipt that you recycled it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's what I'll do then. All right. Thank you for the help.
Yeah, modern problems, huh?
Yeah.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye. It's you know, kind of risky to keep company devices. I think
that's just not something that I would like to do if it's just me.
I mean, these are electronic devices that, you know, when you turn them on, I mean, there's a lot of tracking technology on them. I'll tell you that.
True.
And so you might be more trouble than they're worth. Just get them back to the employer.
Yeah. But
let's go to Rick in Manchester. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, sir.
I called you last week and got bad news about my laptop, so I'm hoping you can give me better news about this stupid phone.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay, for some reason, just yesterday, the ringtone and the message alert tone suddenly went silent.
Okay.
I don't get them anymore. And I've rebooted and reset a dozen times. I've gone into settings and checked everything, made sure all the volumes were turned up, everything. And in settings, everything works. The sounds all work. And so I don't know what's going on there. But an interesting thing is when I called you, usually I can hear the phone ringing when I call somebody.
Yeah.
But for the first, like, 10 rings, I didn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, it started ringing where I could hear it getting through to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means anything, but I'm at my wit's end with this thing. I feel like throwing it against a wall.
Mm. If I had a nickel for every time my wife has told me she couldn't hear her phone sounds, I would be a rich man. Because we are constantly dealing with her and her volumes of her notifications. Are you sure it's not like in a do not disturb mode of some kind?
Yeah, I checked that. It's not. Okay. It's not in do not disturb.
And what type of phone is it? Android or Apple?
It's just a cheap old Android.
Hey, Android or cheaper? That's fine. Android's good.
It should work.
Yeah. Do you know what version of OS?
It's working fine. It has done this before occasionally, and it's usually when I charge it, everything will reset somehow.
Yeah.
So when I get it back, I have to reset everything, and it usually comes back.
Right. Do you know what version of Android operating system, Eric?
I just checked it, and it said it's the most updated, I guess, 10. It's the most updated version there is.
Well, that's not the
for
most.
For that device.
For that device. So you have Android 10?
To be honest with you, I don't really know.
Well, you're going to make it harder for us.
I'm sorry. It's like the cheapest of all the Androids that you could get.
Gotcha.
So cheap, I don't want to pay for an Apple phone.
I don't blame you. I don't either. All right, so we're trying to figure out sound issues with Android version 10, but there's lots of flavors of Android. Are you any luck there?
I'm looking at some generic help pages for this issue for Android. Let's see here. Well, it's going over stuff that you've already done and that we've already suggested. The only thing that I could think of is to go into the notification settings for the messages app and the phone app and make sure that those notifications are turned on. You can actually turn off the notifications for those things.
That's
and
true.
Then you will not get anything.
Yes. So that's, again, when my wife has these issues, you have to go further. You have to go further than a normal person would, because somehow she manages to flip switches that you wouldn't think she's flipped. And yes, you can turn the notification off your phone, which means it won't ring and won't produce any sound, even though your volumes are high.
So instead of going into settings, go into the actual app itself.
App notifications.
Well, yes. What you do is you go into... Oh, hold on a second.
The app notifications have to be flipped on or off. And phone, believe it or not, is one of those that is not on by default. It should be on by default. It should be forced on by default, but you can turn it off.
You can turn it off. No, what'll you'll go into settings in the phone.
Right.
You'll go into notifications section.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And then there should be a way to get into the app notifications.
Right.
And then there will be a list of all the apps on your phone that can have them.
Right.
And next to each one, there will be a little slider. You can turn it on or off.
Right. And check your messaging app, because same thing
right.
for that.
Messages app and the phone app.
Right. And you might have been in notifications and you might have inadvertently flipped them all off. Because
or there could have been an update to the phone that just somehow disabled them.
Right.
And just needs to be turned back on.
But we think that's your problem, because you've turned your volumes up. Next logical thing is you've told the apps not to notify you.
Okay.
And we're sticking to it.
All right. Well, I guess that's about my last resort. I'll get in there and give that a shot.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And then I'll give you my wife's number so you and her can talk about how to turn your phone sounds on. All right?
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Oh.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yep, you're welcome.
Oh, another thing, he might have a Bluetooth device that's getting the sound.
No,
that he's connected to, but whatever it is might not be producing any sound. So the phone is notifying him, but instead of notifying him on the device in the speaker, it's sending it out to some other Bluetooth device.
Yikes.
So to fix that, he might want to turn off Bluetooth and then see what happens.
I think we're right on the notifications.
I think we're on the app notifications.
All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Rick's got something to do. Antoinette and Mike, hang on. We'll be right back. Supposedly it did, but then no, it just turned out to be the cars don't want to put the radio inside. Right?
Yeah.
Supposedly it did, but then no, it just turned out to be the cars don't want to put the radio inside. So it's manufacturers killed the radio. No, I'm just not going to sing. You don't want that to happen. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We posted a couple of things that Rick can try, because there's a whole list of things that can cause this problem.
And these are what I call shotgun articles, where they just give you a ton of ideas that might work.
Yeah. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We did cover a few of the ones that we thought it could be, but man, it's just, what happens is these buttons are so easy to touch, right? You don't even realize you've turned off this or turned on that or turned airplane mode on or who knows what you've done. And before you know it, you're not getting your calls. So they're convenient when they work. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Mike in South Windsor first. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. I have a couple of questions. I'm trying to learn a foreign language kind of just because,
and I, you know, watch a lot of YouTube videos that have, I'm trying to learn German, that have, you know, German lessons and things like that. And some of these YouTube channels advertise VPNs that would give you access to German language TV programs or movies or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering, you know, my basic understanding of the internet, you know, I thought I could access anything I wanted to access. Why would I need to subscribe to a VPN to get access to more content? And I guess, you know, I just kind of have a basic concern from a security standpoint of using a foreign VPN.
It doesn't have to be a foreign VPN, but you think you have access to everything.
Right, but you don't, and I'm going to explain why.
Right.
Okay? When you go to a website, it knows where you are because it has your IP address, right, and that's going to associate with a country or even a specific location.
Exactly.
All right? So what it's going to do, the website is going to say, hey, I got all this content in 300 languages.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that he's from the United States, so I'm going to give him only English and maybe a choice of Spanish.
Right.
And that's all that it will feed you. Mm-hmm. But if you go to that website from Germany,
yep,
then the website itself will say, he's in Germany, so I'm going to give him German content or whatever other language.
And again, it's not a foreign VPN. If you did Proton, let's say, VPN, you can choose to pop out in Germany. And now their websites think you're in Germany.
Right.
And now when you go to YouTube on your computer, it'll say, oh, this is Mike. He speaks German. I'm going to give him all the YouTubes in German. So you can do that, Mike. There's no real security threat there that you have to worry about. You can see if that works.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. The two I see advertised a lot are NordVPN, and I think the other might be called CyberGhost or something like that.
Well, hey, Mike, we're hitting a hard break. Can you hold up a little bit more through the news?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll talk more about this after the news. We'll be right back. Gaga Goo Goo here. Yeah, it's a great tune. All right. Carolyn's working hard to get our radio theme going because Blumenthal's going to come to the rescue and making them stick AM radios in our trucks. We appreciate that.
It's
the least you can do for crying out loud. It's a little transistor. I mean, it's not taking up any space. And what is it about electric cars that want to cut that one thing out?
I don't understand it, but I've heard there's something about electrical interference or something.
With AM radio? Yeah, that's the beauty of AM radio. The snap, crackle, and pop.
AM radio gets received through a coil field and a transformer.
Yeah.
And apparently this is a problem in electrical vehicles.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, it's been in all the electric vehicles that they built so far.
Right.
So why would it be a problem in the new ones? I don't know.
Like I said, I listened to this station on 96.5 HD2. It just sounds so awesome on that thing. All right, let's go back to Mike, who wants to learn German. So, Mike, you were mentioning the two VPNs that you had. You saw NordVPN, and then you had some other one.
I think it's CyberGhost or something like that.
Yeah. So, if you want to connect to a foreign country, this is the idea of VPNs, right? This is the whole thing where China bans them so that their people can't get out right outside the. And see the outside world, you want to go ahead and bounce over to Germany and then experience whatever media is out there, right? So I'll use, again, YouTube, like YouTube TV. When I go to Florida, doesn't want to show me my NBC channel, Connecticut stations. It's going to show me my Florida stations because it knows I'm in Florida. If I VPN back to Connecticut, however, then guess what it does? It shows me my Connecticut stations, right? So
Okay. The
idea of the VPN is just so that, like Dennis mentioned, you're going to pop out in this country with a German IP address, and now your system will have access to German content. However,
are there settings? I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you
have
to...
Settings
for what? To say I'm German?
To access that stuff.
Well, you have to find the content now. So,
right.
So again, YouTube, let's say, for example, now might see you as a German citizen, and it might give you German YouTube video. The video is now in German. because you're going to go to the site of YouTube and it's going to say, oh, I see Mike's getting here from, I don't know, Berlin. Right? So the websites themselves are going to try to figure out where you are, because that's all part of geofencing. That's what they want to make sure they deliver the content to a German citizen and not an American citizen, as far as the commercials or, you know, whatever their whatever great German beer is in Berlin. They want to make sure that you're they're going to deliver that radio spot to you, or whatever content spot to you, because you're there in Berlin to consume it. Does that make sense? Even though you're not.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not sure if I'm using a VPN from, like you mentioned, Proton from here in Connecticut. How would I make the VPN think that I'm trying, you know, that I'm in Germany?
You choose
something.
It.
Well, with Proton, there's an app that you use to connect to the VPN. And in that app, you could choose which country to connect through.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, understand this, too. Some content providers will not provide the content if you're trying to view it within a VPN.
Okay.
They can detect the VPN.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, there's all sorts of reasons why they don't want to give you the content. But the point is, they want to make sure they're giving the right content to the right folks within the right regions. Because there's also different laws, right? I mean, Germany has different types of laws as far as what is deemed appropriate versus America. So,
all right.
Yeah, good luck. Or you could always just bring up a video about how to learn German in American YouTube.
I'm sure there have to be English language videos that teach German.
Yeah,
that you should be able to get to normally.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching now. But you know, they have ads and they're saying, hey, if you use this VPN, you can watch German TV shows and stuff like that. So
yeah, well, cool. I mean. Let us know how it works out. That's a tough language, from what I understand.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
All right. Hey, hard enough. Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, Mike.
Oh, Peterson.
Yeah. So you know German?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
3 years in high school, 1 year in college.
I took 4 years of French, and all I can say is ouvre la fenêtre.
Okay.
Open the window. That's all I got. That's all I got. French. I hated that. Let's go on to Antoinette next in Fairfield. What's happening, Antoinette?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a problem. I have a new computer I got since January. It's a gaming one. It hooked me up. But it's worse now. It seems like every time I go to open up a file, especially an internet, it takes forever for it to turn over and I can see what I want to see. The other day, it took almost like a minute for one website I was trying to view, click on. And I'm wondering if it's my internet service, because it seems like every time the bill is due, I have problems getting things to work. But this time it hasn't gone away. I have Optimum.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've been thinking about changing. I was wondering if it could be the router or the modem, which are my own, if they're not able to work with this updated computer system, the PC. The other thing is, my son keeps telling me it has to be the PC, because it doesn't happen on the Apple. Not all the time. Every now and then something will happen.
Are you on the computer now, Antoinette? Are you at your computer?
Yes, I could go to the computer, yes.
Have you done a speed test?
A speed test. I don't know how to do that.
You go to a website called speedtest.net.
Okay, wait.
And we'll post a link to it, too, but it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to that website, speedtest.net, you're going to go and hit the go button there, and it's going to tell you what you're...
Okay, that big go button. Oh, see, right. See, I'm wondering also, because they always want to put ads on everything, and you're waiting for all this stuff to come up, like in Medscape or something, all these extra ads, if that's holding things up.
Did you say Netscape?
Medscape.
Netscape. That's way
back. Well, Medscape. And some others. It seems like, you know, they always want the ads.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that's holding up things as well.
It can.
It can.
And I took off the VPN. My son said that could be holding it up.
Yes.
And I took off the ad lock, but it still happens.
He's right about the VPN, so give him kudos for that.
Right.
So far, that's definitely an will impact you. So now you have no VPN running, and you're doing the speed test. What do you got?
Okay, the speed test, it says download 81.73 and upload 36.7.
Huh. Not bad. What are you paying? It's not bad. What are you paying for? Are they charging you for 100 megabit internet service? Or is it 80 megabit? Do you know what the bill?
200 optimum. It hasn't changed.
Oh.
Well, then you're not getting 200 based on what you just showed us.
Right. I think it's either 100 or 200. I don't think I'm getting what I'm supposed to be getting since Altice took them over.
Gotcha.
Right. Because I went to look at it the other month, and I said I should not be having problems with this.
No, 80 actually is pretty good.
80 is fairly close to 100, so if that's what... If that's what you signed up for, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily be happy with it, but it's in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for what you're doing. So, you know, 80 is acceptable. Your computer is giving you that performance now. So it's not the machine and it's not really the internet. It could be the sites you're going to as well that are slow.
All of them?
Well, it's all relative, Antoinette. You might be a very, very anxious person.
I don't go to... All my stuff is serious stuff. Science, nutrition, health.
Gotcha.
You know, I got a couple of things there. You know, sewing, you know, one sewing site.
Yep.
It's nothing, all that other stuff people do. I'm not on social media. I don't do face. I don't twat, whatever. I don't have all of that.
All right. So are you hard linked? Are you have a hard wire linked to your firewall?
When you say hard link,
do you have a Cat 5 cable going from your computer to the firewall, or are you wireless?
I think it's wireless.
Wireless, okay.
McAfee is on here when he came up there, and I'm wondering if McAfee is doing extra stuff too, holding up stuff.
No. 80 megabits is not bad. The VPN would definitely have slowed you down. I would tell you to look at your bill, see if you're paying for 100 or 200. If you're paying for 100, you're nearly there. They're probably not going to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. If you're paying for 200, you should get them out there to fix your problem.
Okay, I should get them out there. Yeah, I have to double check on that because they switch and change things and don't let you know. Right, and the other thing is the connection to the internet. Like today, I usually listen to you guys on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
The iPad Odyssey did not work for over a half an hour. I had to go to the phone. I don't have it on the laptop or the desktop. I listen there.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I booted up the PC, it kept telling me I'm not online. But when I went to the laptop, I was able to see that I was online.
Yeah.
So,
how far away are you from that router? Could you run a cable?
I'm right on top of it.
All right. So here's what you're going to tell your son. You want him to help you get your computer directly connected to the router with a cable. So you're going to go to Best Buy and pick up a Cat 6 data cable and plug it into the back of the computer and right into your router.
A Cat 6?
Cat 6 patch cable.
C-A-T?
C-A-T, yeah.
C-A-T.
6 router. Okay.
No, Cat 6 data cable, not a router. You're just going to get a Cat 6
data cable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going to go from the back of your computer right into your router, and you're going to ask your son to help you plug that in.
Okay.
All right. And then do a speed test.
And then do the speed test.
Yes.
Okay.
See if things are better. But we got to go, Antoinette.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right. We're going to step out for a break. Get to your calls. Paul and Rich, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. And we're going to do our best to get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Carolyn's producing, throwing all the radio tunes up there, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls here. Let's go to Rich in Naugatuck first. What's happening out there, Rich?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, a question for you regarding, and I know you have it just prompt up, for the Control 4. I have it here already, and I'm looking for an alternative that I can do that's DIY, so I basically can divest myself from, you know, getting help and then obviously having the hourly bill afterwards.
Right, so Control 4.
Do you have like a suggestion that might be better that's DIY type of thing?
For home automation is what you're trying to use it for, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, I don't do it with dimming lights and things like that. I mean, I try to keep it somewhat minimal, but I do play music in different rooms of the house. You know, you have your remote is IP-based, and so I'd be able to sit in the TV room and watch TV, change the channels, or switch to whatever, that type of thing. And I do have some shades that I run up and down, so the Control 4 does allow me to do that as well for some windows, but that's about the minimum. Now, I do have hardware by them, which is the Matrix amps and so forth. So I'd like to continue to, you know, integrate that hardware into the alternative as well without having to buy all new hardware.
Yeah, so this is a heavy question because we don't do home automation.
Oh, okay. I was kind of hoping.
The good news is that there are a lot of schemas out there for it, and there are manufacturers that are building devices to fit those different schemas. And depending on which one you go with, you might be able to go out and buy different devices or maybe controllers that connect to existing devices that you already have that would take commands from those systems. And there's Home Assistant, there's Alexa, there's Google Home. These are all different schemas that you would have to buy into.
But there might be different things that do different things. Like the shades may not connect to Alexa.
Right.
For example.
So what you'd have to do is you'd have to collect a list of all the things that you want to automate.
Okay.
And then check to see which schemas are supported by those things.
Right.
And then boil that down to a list of ones that you could opt for.
It's funny because you asked this question and I don't know. I love the idea of home automation, and then I hate it because it always fails in the on position. It seems
like, you're right.
I've had my garage lights were failing on for I don't know almost 3 months until I changed the stupid switch. And the switches are these are expensive switches, and they should last longer. But I mean, Samsung Smart Things has got a way to control a lot of devices, but this whole thing is a bit of a mess. If this, then that, right? You have that as well as an option for any kind of smart control. But you know, if you take it to this level, part of me says, gosh, once I've got it all configured and then it breaks, you know, all my shades are going to be open, all my lights are going to be on, and all my, you know, it's going to be just crazy. To find one DIY open source to control them all. They all want you to pay for that interface. But Alexa and those types of things, I mean, I don't use Alexa, but they're all trying to give you some of those things, but the manufacturers have to have hooks into it, APIs that make it work.
Right.
So,
I think the thought process that you offered was, you know, go through the list of the items that I'm trying to control and then, you know, kind of backwork it to see what might be compatible. I may end up, it sounds like if I go that route, I may end up having to have multiple controllers, which would be interesting because then
you might have to have like two that overlap or something. Yeah.
And they're all app based these days. So it's still like all going to be on your phone. You just got to remember which app controls what, you know?
Yeah.
I got a refrigerator controlled by SmartThings. I've got my light bulbs controlled by something else. I've got my cameras, something else.
Well, yeah, I've got some lights that are controlled by Alexa, and then I've got a washing machine that has its own app.
Yeah.
And then I've got another app that handles something else.
And every time the firmware updates, some of these apps just go back to default. You lose configs, and it is, I don't know.
And like you said, Eric, when the power goes out and then it comes back on, everything is on.
On.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wish we had more information. We could probably have a home automation expert on talking about this because it is something that people would like to find out more about. But again, the home automation person wants to sell you the same, you know, Celestron controller monstrosity,
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So we got to find an independent guy that's going to, or gal, will give us advice.
Exactly.
Not sell us something.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to post a link to a list of these different schemas so you at least know what to look for when you're trying to see what your stuff will do.
Tom's got some good stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be great. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Rich, and good luck.
Hey, thanks, bud. All right, take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for the program.
Thanks. Our pleasure. It's just crazy, right? I mean, the home automation. Wouldn't that be great if we could just automate our homes? My garage doors are supposed to close by themselves at 8 o'clock because, you know, Connecticut, right? I mean, got bears and bad guys coming into our garage doors. But if it closes and you reopen it after 8 o'clock, guess what happens? It'll never close again.
Right.
It's not smart enough to say, oh, you opened me after 8 o'clock? You want me to close you? You still want me to close you? I don't know what to do. It gets confused. So I want to thank all you guys for being here on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over on our Twitter and Facebook page. And Dennis has posted everything over on our ComputerTalkWithTab.com website, which is the name of the show, which also works. And, of course, we are podcasted over at the Odyssey app, right? So if you miss the show, you can catch us.
That's right.
I think it's like you can listen to like almost 40 solid days nonstop of Computer Talk if you want to.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.